Dana, tell us about the plan.
Sure. So Elon Musk is the CEO and founder of SpaceX, and he sees providing a space-based internet service as, you know, not just helping with the digital divide that's evident in the globe, but as a source of revenue for his company. And, you know, the plan is to launch satellites in batches of 60, and eventually there'll be enough of them up in space that they can provide, you know, high-speed internet access to underserved parts of the world and underserved parts of the United States.
Okay. How many satellites are they eventually planning to launch?
Well, they've gotten permission from the FCC to launch thousands. I think the first, you know, tranche is like over 4,000, and ultimately they could have more than 10,000. But satellites, you know, I mean, you can't launch them all at once. They're fairly heavy. So tonight's launch, which happens at about 7:30 Pacific time, is 60 satellites. And then they'll do subsequent launches of 60 each. So once they have like 400 or 500 up there, they should be able to begin offering, you know, service in some regions.
And who's funding this?
SpaceX. I mean, this is self-funded. You know, SpaceX is a privately held company. They currently make money by launching things into space for customers using their rockets. And, you know, they're funding it, you know, with help from their investors and their current customers.
Okay. But, I mean, telecommunications companies aren't kicking in at all?
No. I mean, SpaceX has not announced any paying customers for this service yet, although they would certainly be happy to partner with telcos who might be interested in partnering.
Any other companies working on similar projects?
Oh, sure. I mean, Jeff Bezos has talked about wanting to do this. Telstar, Hughes, you know, I mean, there are a lot of satellites up in orbit already that are providing, you know, broadband access and, you know, and access. But what Elon is talking about doing is sort of a far larger constellation that would have more satellites than anybody combined right now.
So at what point would SpaceX start making money off this kind of endeavor?
Well, that is the big question. It's not clear because it would depend on, you know, you can have a service, but then you need customers to actually buy the service. They don't have any customers yet, and it's a very capital-intensive operation. So there's not like a date at which they would become profitable quite yet. But we're talking, you know, years into the future once they get this network up and running.
It is interesting, though, that there's competition for this, you know, non-money-making endeavor so far.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have tried it and failed. A lot of people are trying again. I mean, I think there's sort of, you know, there's no question that, you know, people want faster internet service. In rural parts of the United States, it's very expensive and very spotty. And in huge parts of the world, largely in Africa and Southeast Asia, you know, people are not online at all. And increasingly in our economy, you need access to the internet in order to find a job, in order to educate yourself. I mean, it's something that those of us who live, you know, who are digitally connected to take for granted, but it's something that a lot of people are missing out on.